a stereotypical patent troll would be a group of lawyers who go out and buy some patents that they had nothing to do with creating, and they know all the little loopholes and ways to get ambiguous language into the patent as they're continuing to pursue it in the patent office. And instead of looking for clear language, they put in ambiguous language that they know will be difficult to interpret, and then they go out and they sue a company like Yahoo or Microsoft or Google. And they sue them in the Eastern District of Texas, which is known to be a very difficult place to litigate as a patent defendant. And they create fear, and they create risk, and then they try to sell you that risk in the form of a settlement, sell you freedom from that risk in the form of a settlement. That's sort of the stereotypical patent troll. Not someone who's innovated, someone who's abusing the system to create risk and thereby sap value out of innovative companies. Now, the issues that we face today in both patent reform and the courts, et cetera, is how do you define a patent troll? Because you also can have individual inventors who are, you know, they've invented something, they filed a patent as best they could. It has some ambiguous language, but they're just trying to get compensated for it. So where's the dividing line between the two? So a lot of patent reform today is driven by the tech industry. And it's driven by the tech industry because, largely, of patent trolls. Because, I mean, you can check and see how many times we've been sued recently in the Eastern District of Texas by patent trolls. And it's not something that is enjoyable to have to deal with. And we're just joining that party. A lot of companies have been there for years and years. You know, Cisco is taking a leading effort in patent reform because they were hit so many times. Intel as well.
But eBay, I imagine.
eBay as well. You may remember the case that eBay took up to the Supreme Court. We filed an amicus brief in that case. That was a patent troll case. And the Supreme Court, fortunately, actually has done a few good things in patent law in order to deal with this problem. And one of them was their decision in eBay, which, you know, we're proud to say looked a lot like our amicus brief that we filed. And basically limited the rights of trolls to get injunctions. The threat of an injunction, the threat of being able to shut down eBay or shut down BlackBerry based on a patent, when you're really just a patent troll, is like too much power for the... the remedy is too powerful for the crime, in a way. You know, it's... You're after sort of a fair valuation on your investment in your patent. And what you're doing is saying, in order to get that, we can shut down your entire company. It's a little much. So the Supreme Court dealt with that issue, fortunately.